time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Fireworks continued flying at the Senate confirmation hearing's third and final day for Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. From the start, the Democrats pushed for a delay in the hearings until the rest of the documents from Kavanaugh's time as a White House lawyer were released. Cory Booker on Wednesday announced that he'd release some of those documents classified as committee confidential, prompting Senator John Cornyn to read aloud from a statute that says a lawmaker can be expelled from the Senate for releasing privileged documents.
I did willingly violate the chair's rule on the committee confidential process. I take full responsibility for violating that, sir. And I violate it because I sincerely believe that the public deserves to know this nominee's record. In this particular case, his record on issues of race and the law. And I could not understand, and I violated this rule knowingly, why these issues should be withheld from the public. Now, I appreciate the comments of my colleagues. This is about the closest I'll probably ever have in my life to an I am Spartacus moment. My colleagues, numerous of them, said that they too accept the responsibility. There were very serious charges that were made against me by my colleague from Texas. I don't know if they were political bluster or sincere feelings. If what he said was sincere, there actually are Senate rules governing the behavior of senators. If he feels that I, and now my fellow colleagues who are with me, have violated those rules, if he is not a tempest in a teapot, but sincerely believes that, then bring the charges. Go through the Senate process to take on somebody that you said is unbecoming to be a senator.
Mr. Chairman, may I read the Senate Rule 29.5, the standing rules of the Senate, for the benefit of all senators. Any senator, officer, or employee of the Senate who shall disclose the secret or confidential business or proceedings of the Senate, including the business and proceedings of the committees, subcommittees, and offices of the Senate, shall be liable, if a senator, to suffer expulsion from the body, and if an officer or employee, to dismissal from the service of the Senate and to punishment for contempt.
Then apply the rule, Chairman, and bring the charges.
Senator Kamala Harris, the former Attorney General of California, leveraged her prosecutorial skills in questioning Kavanaugh and seems to have rattled him. On Thursday, Harris heavily implied that the appellate court judge had an improper conversation with a lawyer at one of Trump's legal firms about special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. It took about 24 hours for Kavanaugh to unequivocally deny the allegations. Kavanaugh dodged questions from Harris on whether he would recuse himself from a criminal case involving Trump, as well as questions about immigration, civil rights, abortion, and marriage equality.
My question is very specific. Can you comment on your personal opinion on whether Obergefell was correctly decided? It's a yes or no, please.
In Masterpiece Cake Shop, and this is, I think, relevant to your question. Justice Kennedy wrote in the majority opinion, joined by Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Alito and Justice Gorsuch and Justice Breyer and Justice Kagan, the days of discriminating against gay and lesbian Americans or treating gay and lesbian Americans as inferior in dignity and worth are over.
Paraphrasing. Right. Do you agree with that statement?
That is the precedent the Supreme Court agreed with by
Sir, I'm asking your opinion. You're the nominee right now, and so it is probative right. of your ability to serve on the highest court in our land. So I'm asking you a very specific question. Either you're willing to answer or not, and if you're not willing to answer it, we can move on. But do you believe Obergefell was correctly decided?
So each of the justices have declined, as a matter of judicial independence, each of them, to answer questions in that line of cases.
So you will not answer that question?
Following the precedent set by those eight justices, they've all declined.
Thank you.
When
Thank
asked you, to answer that question.
I have limited time, so
but it's important
to me. I'd really like to move on.
In one very telling moment, Kavanaugh incorrectly referred to birth control as an abortion-inducing drug.
It was a technical matter of filling out a form in that case, but that they said filling out the form would make them complicit in the provision of abortion-inducing drugs that they were, as a religious matter, objected to.
The hearings continue in a closed session on Friday. Donald Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani on Thursday said that the president will not answer special counsel Robert Mueller's questions, either in writing or in person, about whether he tried to block the probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election, saying questions about obstruction of justice were a, quote, no-go. Trump told supporters at a rally in Montana that if he gets impeached, it'll be their fault for not voting in the midterms. He also tried to address the anonymous New York Times op-ed by a White House staffer who called him unfit, but he couldn't say the word anonymous, despite two attempts.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an anonymous, gutless coward. You just look.
Donald Trump is reportedly apoplectic over that anonymous New York Times op-ed. In an interview with Fox before the rally, Trump said what he had tweeted, that the op-ed is tantamount to treason. It isn't.
The Times should never have done that, because really what they've done is virtually, you know, it's treason. You can call it a lot of things. I got the
And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.